So I'm not quite sure. Oh, this is recording. Right, okay. I'm just testing recording into the browser on Audioboo in beta at the minute, but it seems to be working absolutely fine. Just move my mic. It's a little bit different talking into a headset than it is talking into my iPhone. But it's quite ideal for what I'm about to do, which is to click to 750words.com and to post my morning journal. Basically, it's something I started doing yesterday. It's a very simple concept. The site promotes kind of a spilling of thoughts in the morning to kind of help you get them all out and focus your mind for the rest of the day. It's private. It's not that you publish what you've written. That's a personal thing. It's the only thing that gets published is the stats, which are interesting. They say, let me just click back to my blog from yesterday so I can remember. Where is it? Yeah. They basically have feeling mostly as one thing it tells you, and just yesterday I felt affectionate, and there's a whole scale of things it can pinpoint in your discourse. It says concerned mostly about, and for me it was family. No surprises there at current times. Mindset while writing, and I've got extrovert, negative, certain, and thinking. And there's various other stats, and it goes on. And the idea is it counts as you're typing, and as soon as you get to 750 words, it will tell you. I ended up writing 853 words, but if you're listening to my audiobook, you probably don't need to know about my tendency to gibber. I do that just as well in writing, it seems. It's a great thing. It's kind of like a therapeutic tool in the same sense that I found Audioboo therapeutic. It's, the way things have been for me since I've been ill, I don't see a lot of people, and Audioboo just helps me talk into the ether and get things off my chest, and I don't really particularly think about what I'm saying or have any motive beyond downloading them to my iTunes feed and saving them to listen back in the future and possibly understand what went on when I lost my marbles. Getting better all the time, obviously, which is a good thing. This 750words.com is a different type of thing. It's much more, although it's meant to be by necessity free-flowing thought. There's an interface disconnect, which is inevitable when you have a keyboard in front of you between you and the recording device. With Audioboo, well, at the minute I'm sitting in a comfy chair with my arms folded, kind of looking around the room, chatting to no one with a headset on. So it's effortless, and there's no need to check what you're saying or. I mean, check it from the point of view, is it's making sense, all that kind of stuff, if it's particularly coherent. I tend not to think about anything like that with Audioboo, whereas when you're typing, you naturally, as you're writing a sentence, you rehearse it in your head. That conscious rehearsal, though, is its advantage and difference over something like Audioboo, and it means that you do think about things, and you can also think about, well, I find myself thinking about things I'd rather not be thinking about, or rather I'd been putting off thinking about. And because I've thought about them, not having to worry about them the rest of the day. And so it's probably the sort of thing that people in a balanced frame of mind do anyway. They wake up in the morning and they think, what's ahead in the day? They put it all into compartments and they get on with it. But for me these days, I just get anxious and panic about anything, stupid things. But that's, it's going to take time to rebuild my nerves, I guess, after having two mental breakdowns. I write about my mental health in it, but I tend to prefer to just spill that out because I don't like to think too consciously. I'm no psychiatrist, and it just seemed that, with an 18-month program ahead of me, for cognitive analytical therapy, it seems it's not a surface thing I have a problem with. It's, you know, that's a talking therapy that takes you right back to childhood and throws in cognitive behavioural therapy as well. But yeah, this is more of just a general. It's I suppose it's like cognitive behavioural therapy. It's a discipline in the morning to almost remind yourself of the things you want out of the day, or the things that are important to you in life. I wrote a lot about when I was very small, a young, you know, 5 to 12 year old, in my first entry, and sure enough, you know, pretty much the summary it gave me on the stats was spot on how I was feeling when I was writing it. So I don't know what engines behind it, whether that was luck, but it's pretty cool. Anyway, that's enough. I'm going to get on with writing my 750 words, because today I have to do something that I've been putting off for a week, and I have to do it today. And it's such a simple thing to do, and it's one of those things that you, just because you know you've got to do it, it seems that, you know, you don't really know where to start. But all I have to do is locate 10 properties Claude's found on the internet and map them on a Google map for her, so that when she goes up north at the weekend, she can make some, she can pop a drop by and see them. Because we are actually going to have to move in less than a month, so we're going to have to get a move on finding somewhere to rent and look for the right place. Yeah, you see, I've just mixed this, but I was going to call this boost 750words.com, but now it just feels like me randomly gibbering and mentioning 750words.com. But that's 7 minutes, so I'm not going to keep apologising for that. I'll just stop and upload and see how a browser boo sounds. Okay.